I think we're good, though. As long, you know, as long as we keep the kid thing in frame and keep doing what we like to do and we never film ourselves having sex again. Holy shit. We did that like a couple months ago. That was a dark day in my life. I would not recommend that to anybody here, because up until this point, I've had a very specific view and image of what I think I look like while having sex. But upon review of the game tape, that just isn't the case. In my head, I've been Fabio on the front cover of a romance novel. Just gorgeous hair blowing in the breeze. I have abs, those weird kind of cum gutters. Do you know what I mean? The V right down to the goods. I have a lot of hips, a lot of rhythm, a lot of hips. Yeah. The noise coming out of me is very harmonic. Just, oh. Nope. I don't have abs. What I do have is a gelatinous front butt orb that kind of hangs over and eclipses the majority of my dick. I have that. I don't have hips or rhythm. What I do have are apparent seizures on top of my wife. I look like an animal dying in the desert on top of her. Pro tip for anybody who's thinking about doing it, don't hold the phone close to your face. Those noises I thought were musical and beautiful were more like, oh, you're so pretty. Oh, I love this. I swear to God, I tried to masturbate to my own sex tape. I did. I tried to jerk off to my own wife like a goddamn American hero. Yeah. But my body noises and performance were such a bummer that I lost an erection while jerking off to myself. My curdled bag of milk body walked into frame and my penis turned to putty in my palm. And there was no resurrecting it. It's fine though, it's a good thing.